Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Q3 2016 Financial Results Conference Call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Andreas Spitzauer. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, operator. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, to this very interesting day. My name is Andreas Spitzauer, Head of Investor Relations, and I want to welcome you to KUKA's conference call for the third quarter 2016 results. As a reminder, this conference call is being recorded and will be available for replay on our homepage, www.kuka.com/investorrelations. You can find today's presentation there as well. It is now my pleasure to turn over to KUKA CEO Dr. Till Reuter.
Thank you, Andreas. Also on my side, ladies and gentlemen, I warmly welcome you to this presentation of the financial results of KUKA AG for the third quarter of 2016. The past quarter was very eventful and operationally very successful for the KUKA Group. Demand for our products and solutions accelerated once again in the past quarter with correspondingly dynamic growth. The takeover bid by Midea was accepted by very many shareholders, and we are well on track to receiving the final approvals required for completion of the takeover. Let me first come to the highlights, the financial highlights, and then also to some operational highlights. Continued growth, new record with orders received totaling almost 1 billion euro. In the third quarter of 2016, we recorded orders received totaling almost 1 billion euro. By far the highest quarterly number in KUKA's history. This means that we were able to sell more products and solutions in a single quarter than in the full year 2009. Compared with the previous or prior year quarter, this corresponds to an increase of 42%. All divisions have contributed to this outstanding result with double-digit growth rates. Sales revenue were down year-on-year from 722 to 711 million. The main reason for this decrease is particularly coming from Swisslog, and what as customers are tending to make call-offs and execute major orders in the fourth quarter of this year. The operating EBIT margin for the past quarter before purchase price allocation and before extraordinary expense for the Midea takeover was 5.5%. The comparable operating value for the prior year quarter was 6.2%, and excluding book profits from the sale of the tools and die division. Earnings after tax rose to 48.5 million in the past quarter. In addition to the virtually stable operation development, earnings also benefited from tax income totaling 26 million in the third quarter 2016 due to new tax legislation in the field of R&D in the U.S. Coming to the key figures. The gross margin developed nicely and very positively in the third quarter 2016. Quarter on quarter, it rose from 24% to 26.3%. This was attributable particularly to the disproportionate decline in the cost of sales due, for example, to an improved cost of materials ratio and foreign currency effects pertaining to supplies and services. In particular, Swisslog profited from this development. In this division, Swisslog, the gross margin improved from 17% to 27.4%. Investments were almost unchanged over the past quarter, totaling 22 million after 23 million in the same quarter of the previous year. The investment ratio in the past quarter thus totaled around 3% of sales revenue, which corresponds to the lower end of the range of 3 to 4% stated in our long-term guidance. This is one strength of our business model that is not reliant on major tied-up capital, but allows increased investment into R&D over time. The workforce rose by around 8% from 12,000 people to 13,000 people as of September 30, 2016, and is a less growth than the 42% growth in orders received. More than 70% of this increase in the number of employees was focused on the high growth areas of general industry, service, and research and development. Cash flow from current business operations was down from 33 million to minus 5.1 million in the third quarter. This reduction is primarily due to the increase in trade working capital accounted for by a significantly higher level of orders received. Particularly in the project business, for example, at systems, there can be a time lapse of 9 months or more between the upstream procurement measures and the realization of sales revenues. Accordingly, we are expecting an increase in sales revenue and improved cash flow in the following quarters. Due to the development of the cash flow from current business operations, the free cash flow for the past quarter also, already in the previous quarters, was also negative at minus 35 million. For the full year, we are not expecting a positive free cash flow, but something like a zero. Coming to orders received and strong development in North America and China. Over the past few years, we have been able to significantly increase orders received in the high-growth markets for automation outside of Europe. Particularly in North America and China, we have managed to increase the share to well over 50%. This enabled us to benefit from the strong growth in automation while at the same time expanding the diversification of our business. In China, the demand for robotic-based automation in China was above average again in the past financial year, with growth of around 75% to 150 million. China was one of the growth drivers for us in the past quarter. China will continue to be a major driving force behind our growth. In our guidance for 2020, with target revenue of 4 to 4.5 billion, China is anticipated to account for around 1 billion of the revenue. In North America, KUKA is profiting not only from the expansion of production capacities, but also from the wave of modernization of our customers' existing automotive plants. Automation is part of the solution here for cushioning the impact of rising wages in the U.S. Furthermore, we are also profiting from the relocation of production facilities from low-wage countries to the U.S. In the past quarter, more than 40% of all orders received came from the North American region. Let's have a look in the divisions. First, robotics. The business development of robotics in the past quarter was very good. For the seventh quarter running, robotics was able to report orders received totaling substantially more than 200 million. Compared to the same quarter in the previous year, orders received improved by 29% to 287 million, a new quarterly record. It was particularly pleasing that all three segments contributed positively to this result. Automotive was up 50%, general industry was up 20%, and sales was up 7%. Sales revenue at robotics also improved, reaching a value of 210 million in the third quarter. Due to the time lapse between receiving orders and generating revenue, which is generally 3 to 4 months at robotics, we're expecting a considerable increase in sales revenue in the following quarters. The profitability of robotics developed as expected. The EBIT margin decreased from 11% to 9.8% in the third quarter 2016. The factors behind this drop were the sales-related reduction of capacity utilization in the automotive segment and the increase in R&D expenditure at robotics. Coming to systems. In the third quarter, systems posted orders received totaling 526 million. This corresponds to an increase of around 50% compared with the previous year and is around 20% higher than the previous quarterly record. This operation development was largely attributable to test and assembly and body-in-white production in the automotive segment. As previously mentioned, the North American region developed very dynamically in the third quarter, a development from which systems profited. Sales revenues at systems were also impacted by the fact that customers are tending to make call-offs and execute major orders in the final quarter of this year. In the third quarter, the division achieved sales revenue of 368 million, which corresponds to the level in the same quarter of the previous year. At systems in particular, we're expecting sales revenue to pick up in the fourth quarter. The operating EBIT margin, i.e. without the book profits from the sales of tools and dive business, rose from 6.8% in the third quarter 2015 to 7% in the third quarter 2016. Coming to Swisslog. At Swisslog, the positive trend continued in the third quarter. This is a clear indication that the implementation of our strategic measures has been successful and will be further successful. In the past quarter, Swisslog Post also received totaling 199 million, corresponding to a plus of 57%. The logistics e-commerce division made a particular significant contribution to this positive development. We saw a doubling of orders received in the past quarter. The sales revenue development was primarily affected by the duration of major orders at Swisslog, which generally run for 12 months. Since orders received at Swisslog only picked up from the fourth quarter of 2015 onwards, sales revenue fell by 10% in the past quarter to 139 million. We are confident that the development of sales will improve in the following quarters. The EBIT margin before purchase price allocation for Swisslog fell from 3.6% in the third quarter 2015 to 2.7% in the third quarter 2016. This is due to the reduced capacity utilization. In the past quarter, scheduled amortization charges of 2.8 million were incurred due to purchase price allocation. In the previous year, the corresponding figure was 12 million. Coming to the ongoing takeover of KUKA by Midea. The takeover process of KUKA by Midea is going as expected and according to plan. In the past quarter, we have already obtained many of the approvals that are required for the takeover. The antitrust authorities in Germany, Mexico, Russia, Brazil, and the EU have granted their approval. There are two remaining hurdles to be overcome, approval from the CFIUS and DTTC in the US. We are in close contact with both authorities and have already submitted our approval request. When processing those applications, both authorities focus on activities in the military and security-related sector in the US. This concerns part of our aerospace business, which supports companies in the production of armament of the military. In view of the regulatory requirements and after an internal review, we have ascertained that our civilian and military activities in the aerospace sector in the USA cannot ostensibly be separate. For this reason, we have the intention to sell Systems Aero North America division that covers both civilian and military projects. Through this measure, we expect to be able to secure the approvals of the U.S. authorities and completion of the takeover process. Furthermore, our growth potential with Midea significantly overweights the growth opportunities in the aero sector in North America. Our current assessment is that all regulatory issues should be manageable. Accordingly, the takeover should be completed in the first quarter of 2017. Let's come to the outlook of KUKA. Our overall visibility for the 2016 financial year is good. We have a high order backlog of over 2.1 billion. We have good prospects for growth in demand from our customers. On the sales side, in the fourth quarter, we are expecting a significant increase in the volumes of call-offs in the execution of orders. Sales revenue should then also rise accordingly. Despite this improvement of sales revenues in the second half of 2016, we do not expect to achieve our full-year guidance of more above 3 billion. Please take into consideration that the HLS and tools and die business sold in mid-2015 still contributed 52 million to sales revenue in the previous year. On the EBIT margin side, as already announced, the takeover bid from Midea is resulting in extraordinary expenditure of around 30 million for the full year 2016, of which 21.4 million has already been booked. These extraordinary costs are primarily attributable to consultancy service and expenditures relating to share programs for KUKA employees. At division level, we are expecting the following EBIT margins. Robotic for 2016. Robotic at least 10%, systems at least 6%, and Swisslog before purchase price allocation of around 3%. For 2016 in whole, we are anticipating now total sales revenue of around 3 billion at group level. On this basis, an EBIT margin of over 5.5% before purchase price allocation and before extraordinary expenses related to the Midea takeover should be possible. The amortization charge related to purchase price allocation for Swisslog should be around 10 million this year. Thank you very much for your attention so far. Peter Mohn and I now look forward to answering your question. Thank you.